This morning's scripture reading will be found in Matthew 26, verses 69 through 75. Now Peter sat outside in the courtyard, and a servant girl came to him, saying, "You also were with Jesus of Galilee." But he denied it before them all, saying, "I do not know what you are saying." And when he had gone out to the gateway, another girl saw him, and said to those who were there, "This fellow also was with Jesus of Nazareth." But again he denied with an oath, "I do not know the man." And a little later, those who stood by came up and said to Peter, "Surely you also are one of them, for your speech betrays you." Then he began to curse and swear, saying, "I do not know the man." Immediately a rooster crowed, and Peter remembered the word of Jesus, who had said to him, "Before the rooster crows, you will deny me three times." So he went out and wept bitterly.
Thanks, Nicholas, for reading that for me. You know, and I probably say this a lot. A lot of the hardest part of giving a talk up here is probably deciding what you're going to talk on. And I think a lot of people here look for things throughout their week of at work or fellowships with other people and pick things that happen in that arena. Well, what's happened right now with me at work is we're having a big inspection this week. It starts Wednesday and it goes all the way through the next Monday. And we haven't had this for about 12 years, so it's a pretty big inspection that's happening on our base. And I have a supervisor that works underneath me, and I've got a couple reasons why I'm giving this talk today. But I've got a supervisor that's underneath me, and he doesn't have the ability to not answer a question. And do you know someone like that, that doesn't have the ability to not answer a question? And I don't think that there's everyone in this room can answer every question that they're asked. So what I did, I was in the inspection 12 years ago, so what I did is I gathered up all those people that I thought could hurt us in an inspection, and I took them to Germany for 2 weeks. So it took a lot of planning to do that. Well, this year I haven't been able to plan something like that, so I have all of the people that will be involved on base that will be part of this inspection. So I have a supervisor that he lies every day. 91% of the people in this world today will lie today. Well, if you take the 9% that are left and you take the people that can't speak, the people that have a very low IQ, the people that are disabled, and you take that out of the 9%, there's very few people that won't tell a lie today. Hardly anyone. I hope that in that percentage, all of the people of this congregation are in that percentage that'll think about what they say and think about how they answer questions. In studying this lesson and trying to figure out what the Bible says about lying, it was hard to find that you were able to lie if you didn't speak. So when you open your mouth and something comes out of it, you have the possibility to lie. But it's very hard to lie if nothing comes out of your mouth. And I kind of figured that out as I was going through all of my readings and internet sites and trying to figure out why people lie and what brings them to lie. And I could give you all kinds of stories of things at work and how people ask you a question. What do you get for an answer? Well, I found when I get a hard question that I can't answer, I change the subject. And that's the only way that I can get around not losing my job or saying something that is confidential, something that's classified. So the way to do that is to change the subject, and I found that that works very well. So that's one of the things that I use. I'm sure that everyone this morning can think of, as I'm talking, an example of an individual just like I gave you. What I'm going to do is, there's 14 classifications of lies. And I I would have never dreamed that. What I'm going to give you is all the classification. What is a lie? A lie is a type of deception in the form of an untruthful statement, especially with the intention to deceive others, often with the further intention to maintain a secret or reputation, protect someone's feelings, or to avoid a punishment. To lie is to state something that one knows to be false or that one has not reasonably ascertained to be true in the intention that is taken for the truth by oneself or someone else. A liar is a person who is lying, who has previously lied, who intends by nature to lie repeatedly. Types of lies, there's 14 of these. First type of lie is a fabrication. A fabrication is a lie told when someone submits a statement as truth without knowing for certain whether or not it is actually is true. Although the statement may be possible or plausible, it is not based on fact. Whether it is something made up or it is misrepresentation of the truth. An example would be the dog ate my homework. And I think I used that one when I was little once. Bold-faced lie. Bold-faced lie is a lie that you can see right off the bat. A child says that they didn't eat the chocolate ice cream as there's chocolate ice cream all over their face and they've got a spoon of chocolate in their hand. That's a bold-faced lie, so it's easy to instantly see that that was a lie. Lying by omission. And there's a lot of things here. Lying by omission is one lie by omission by omitting an important fact. Deliberately leaving another person with a misconception. So you still said something. Lying by omission means you still said something. You still answered the question. You just didn't answer it completely. An example of this would be someone asks you where you've been or what you've done today. And you tell them about going to the store and doing the laundry, fixing brakes, or doing whatever, but you omit the nap that you took for 3 hours. So that's not telling the entire story. That's a lying by omission. Lie to children. It's very easy to lie to children. And there's a lot of questions that children give us that we have a hard time answering. And so sometimes we make up an answer rather than maybe change the subject or sway into a different area or do something different. But another form of lying is lying to children. A white lie, and this is probably what we do more than anything else. A white lie would cause no discord if it were uncovered and offers some benefit to the liar, the hearer, or both. White lies are often used to avoid offense, such as complimenting something one finds unattractive. In this case, the lie is told to avoid the harmful, realistic implications of the truth. As a concept, it is largely defined by local custom and cannot be clearly separated from other lies with any authority. And this is some of the things that I think that's where you get the 91% is we say things so that we don't hurt other people's feelings, even though that we know one man's trash is another man's treasure. So we all have different concepts of how we would answer the same question. A noble lie. A noble lie is one which would normally cause discord if it were uncovered. And there's a lot of governments that do a noble lie. So, emergency lie. Emergency lie is what I had Nicholas read this morning. An emergency lie is when your body overcomes your mind and you're so scared of the physical harm that will come to you, you'll make up a lie. And that's what an emergency lie is. And that's what Peter did. Perjury. Perjury is the art of lying or making verifiable false statement on a material matter under oath or affirmation in court of law or in any of various sworn statements in writing. Perjury is a crime. Bluffing. Pretending to have the capability or intention which one does not actually possess. Bluffing is an act of deception which is rarely seen as immoral because it takes place in the context of games mainly, and the deception is consenting in both parties. There can be other forms of deception, such as bluffing. Like an individual, in a job, you ask someone for something, they tell you that they have it and it's complete. And what that's called in our industry is trust but verify. So you ask for them to bring it into you, and then you'll find out that they were bluffing. That's part of bluffing also. Misleading or a misleading statement. misleading statement is one where there is no outright lie, but there still remains the purpose of making someone believe in the untruth. So you make a statement so that they believe something else. Exaggeration. Exaggeration is a form of a lie which occurs the most fundamental aspects of the statement as true, but only to a certain degree. So there's parts of the conversation that are an exaggeration. And then there's a jocose lie. Jocose lies are those which are meant in jest and are usually understood as such by all present parties. Teasing and sarcasm are examples. A more elaborate instance is seen as storytelling traditions which are present in some places, where the humor comes from the storyteller insisting that he or she is telling the absolute truth despite all evidence being to the contrary. Contextual lies. One can state part of the truth out of context, knowing that without complete information, it gives a false impression. Likewise, one can actually state accurate facts, yet by the tone of your voice, make them sound like they mean something completely different. Promotion lies, and you hear these on TV all day long. You'll hear promotion lies. Advertisement often contains statements which are incredible, such as, "We are always happy to give a refund." Interesting. "You will love our new product." There's like 80 or 90 of these that you could sit up here and say the advertisement lies. You'll hear those today. I'm sure if you're watching TV today, you'll see all kinds of advertisement lies. Lies destroy trust, and once trust is gone, it takes a long time to get back. So it's very important for us as Christians to keep that trust. The easiest sin for us to commit, I think, if you have your entire life under control and you have everything about your life in control, you have every sin under control that you can think of. I'm not sure that there's anybody in this room without thinking about every word that comes out of their mouth that will not commit this sin, without thinking about every word that you say. And that's why we pray without ceasing and continue to ask God for forgiveness. I'd like to read Proverbs 6, 16 through 19, where it talks about six things that the Lord hates. The six things doth the Lord hate. Yea, seven are an abomination unto him: a proud look, a lying tongue, and hands that shed innocent blood, and heart that deviseth a wicked imagination, feet that be swift in running to mischief, a false witness that speaketh lies, and he that soweth discord among brethren. He says lying twice. He says a lying tongue and a false witness that speaketh lies. Why do you think he says that twice? I think it's something that's prevalent in the human mind that just happens to us without us thinking about what we're doing. Another scripture in Proverbs is 12:22. Lying lips are an abomination to the Lord, but they that deal truly are his delight. Truth can live forever, but lies are but for a moment. We find this in Proverbs 12:19. Also in Psalms 119:160, we find about God's word in the Bible. Thy word is true from the beginning. So we find that God can't lie. He doesn't have the capability to lie. And every one of thy righteous judgments endureth forever. So every judgment that he makes, everything that's in the Bible, everything that's been said, no one has been able to find anything in there that's untrue. No matter how hard people try, they haven't been able to do that. God gave laws unto Moses that speak unto the children of Israel in Leviticus 19, verse 11. Ye shall not steal, neither deal falsely, neither lie one to another. We find that every generation has part of the Bible that teaches them in the law not to lie. The New Testament also has some good teachings on lying. Colossians 3:9. Lie not one to another, seeing that ye have put off the old man with his deeds. When we are baptized and we are new and we are born again, we put off the old man. We have the ability to start over. We are clean. Ephesians 4:25. Wherefore, putting away lying, speak every man truth with his neighbor, for we are members one another. Next, we find in John 8:44 the father of lying. We are of your father the devil. Ye are of your father the devil, and the lusts of your father ye will do. He was a murderer from the beginning, and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. So we find here that all of these different 14 types of lying that we can do, every one of those comes from the devil. He makes it easy to lie. He puts us in situations where we have to try to think of how we can answer those questions and not lie. I think he puts us in those situations to where we have to change the topic. We have to not answer. Maybe take a break. But I think he puts us in those situations purposely. We find a story in Acts 5 of what happens to Ananias, and I'd like to read that, where what happens with the lie is they die. But a certain man named Ananias and Sapphira, his wife, sold a possession and kept back part of the price, his wife also being privy to it, and brought a certain part and laid it at the apostles' feet. But Peter said, Ananias, why hath Satan filled thine heart to lie the Holy Ghost and to keep back part of the price of the land? Whilst it remained, was it not thine own? And after it was sold, was it not in thine own power? Why hast thou conceived this thing in thine heart, that thou hast not lied unto men, but unto God? And Ananias, hearing these words, fell down and gave up the ghost, and great fear came on them which heard these things. And the young man arose, wound him up, and carried him out, and buried him. And it was about a space of 3 hours after, when his wife, not knowing what was done, came in. And Peter answered unto her, tell me whether ye sold the land for so much. And she said, yea, for so much. Then Peter said unto her, how is it that ye have agreed together to tempt the Spirit of the Lord? Behold, the feet of them which have buried thy husband are at the door, and shall carry thee out. And fell she down straightway at his feet, and yielded up the ghost. And the young man came in and found her dead, and carrying her forth, buried her by her husband. Great fear came upon all the church, and upon as many as heard these things. Wow. Those 91%, but she actually lied, and he actually lied against the Holy Ghost, against the power of God. They were giving something to the saints, giving something to God, and didn't have to give it all. Didn't have to give everything that they'd sold, but wanted to look like they did. So that lie cost them their life, cost them eternal life, cost them a lot. Is any lie worth the price? That's kind of what I'm wanting you to think about this morning. Is any lie worth the price? So I'm asking everyone today to think about what they say, how you answer, how you conduct yourself at work, and do your best every day to speak the truth. The last thing I'd like to talk about is in Revelations 22:14-15. Blessed are they that do his commandments, that they may have right to the tree of life, and may enter in through the gates into the city. For without are dogs and sorcerers and whoremongers and murderers and idolaters and whosoever loveth and maketh a lie. Wow. That fits in with those really nasty things. And I think it's really hard for us as humans to do that, to not lie. And I think that's why we pray every day. I think we have to pray for help, because the devil, I think the number one thing to keep us out of heaven, if we've got everything else covered, everything completely covered, and we're members of the church and we're members of, we've been baptized with him, we believe in Jesus Christ and everything that happens, I think the number one thing that the devil has to use against Christians is the last part of Revelations, which talks about a lie, that we'd be kept out of the book of life. With those thoughts, I offer the gospel invitation that anybody has anything that they would like to bring before the church, or they'd like to be baptized and be made a member of Christ's church and have the ability to go to heaven, then make it known as we stand and as we sing.